All right, so for those who are listening who hear me talk about Jeremy Bentham but have not delved into the man's mind, which is a curious place, now is the time. Quote, legislation is a state of warfare. Political mischief is the enemy. The legislator and my comment, the updated word for legislator, given we exist in a single world system, is global state statesman. Continuing, the legislator is the commander, the moral and religious sanctions, his allies. Punishments and rewards raised, some of them, out of his own resources and my comment. Bentham's is an early acknowledgement of a point we discussed in our readings of Diana Spearman, and those are found both on the page, Founding and Realizing a Test Site, which I also converted to a PDF, and as well as the page Palmer's Chat as we take our Earth back. Our readings of her book, Modern Dictatorship. And this is I found very dynamic book because it was written as all of this was unfolding, as a global fascist attempt was being made. It's always been this, since these guys started working together in a very organized way, it's always been their intention to install totalitarianism globally because otherwise, it gets undermined by those, and this is again, it goes right back to Plato's writings and why he didn't think the Republic was possible because there's always folks outside who corrupt the minds of those inside. That was the definition at that time in Karl Popper's writings of imperialism. So it had to be global, this system, and they've been aware of that since they started planning it. So, in this book, Modern Dictatorship, she explains how a monopolization of power respects no boundaries or rules. And this is obvious, this is just straight up Machiavelli, straight up Plato. But it took on a new life, a different shape, once it became consciously global in the aftermath of the French Revolution, which is when Bentham wrote. And that it's objective, it's understood. The objective of this planning is to control we the people, which means to ensure our obedience, as nothing can be done without it, is Bentham's point. Continuing, so some of these resources are going to be raised privately, and some from his own resources. And then the forces he has under his command, this legislator, punishments, his regular standing force, and I have a story or two to tell about the punishments. Bentham, we've discussed, serves the power guys as a practical Plato, the modern advisor to power who took the time. He went to any. He took the time, he was very methodical, to identify all the things, all the levers that move us, all the ways we are turned into puppets, just as Papa converted them when they were infants. Continuing. Punishments, the legislator's regular standing force, rewards an occasional subsidiary force, too weak to act alone. The mechanical branch of legislation, the branch we have been treating in this, and this is again as I'm quoting Jeremy Bentham, the branch we have been treating of in the present chapter, the art of tactics. Direct legislation, a formal attack made with the main body of his forces in the open field. Indirect legislation, a secret plan of connected and long concerted operations to be executed in the way of stratagem or petite guerre. All these heads, Except this last had been discussed already. It remains that we should say something of this irregular system of warfare, a system which, on account of the economy with which it may be used, and the ingenuity which it is thought to require, and which it often gives Beccaria, Cesare Beccaria, to display, stands in much higher favor with men in general than that which is carried on by open force. And I think we should read that again. Let's repeat that. Direct legislation is a formal attack in the open field. Indirect legislation is a secret plan of connected and long concert. And folks, trust, this is not theory. This is reality. How do you think these guys get what they want? You know, so it is in fact the case that they invent this concept of conspiracy theorist in order to, again, discredit those who would state the obvious. These guys plan. So, indirect legislation is a secret plan of, they plan secretly. A secret plan of connected and long concerted operations to be executed in the way of stratagem. And because of the ingenuity it is thought to require, stands in much higher favor with men than open force. So in what follows, Bentham is going to suggest that power consider the advantages of being indirect. It allows thoughtful planning of cool heads and so presumably bulletproof. It's hidden and therefore free from popular interference. And at the intersection of those two, most importantly, it can be viewed along the line of your, i.e. power's, requirements for furthering its vision. He's saying, per Plato, that if the design itself is hard enough, it can serve as a lodestone, a lodestar, a proof that tests the worth of any tactic, legislation, for example, or strategy, the foreclosure crisis, for example. So perhaps he's not advocating one indirect over another direct, so much as urging the statesmen of his day and beyond, he was a visionary in his cause, for his cause, to get focused and to methodically yet surely get there, get to the goal, in which no change is possible. All possible contingencies have been accounted for, all escape routes for we, the people, anticipated and closed. So you see why I'm thinking of what we're doing as the anti-Bentham, the opposite of this, because we too want our design. We want the goal to lead the decisions we make about what we do. So the question that seems to rise for us from this is, can we counter power's head start and concerted focus in pushing its requirements, furthering its vision with our own requirements for an opposite future?